It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. Political interest groups are stepping up their campaigns on several fronts as the November elections near. In a moment, we'll hear about a new ad campaign opposing immigration. First, this election season is expected to bring out a record number of voters, and the voter registrations could come under a record amount of scrutiny. One outcome could be a wave of legal action. NPR's Pam Fessler went to the battleground state of Ohio for this report.
One group that's trying to dot all its I's and cross its T's this year is ACORN. It's a nonpartisan poverty organization that's registered more than a million new voters. ACORN's had problems in the past. Some of its canvassers were found guilty of filing fake registration forms. So this year, the group's double-checking every application.
My name is Wayne, and I'm with Columbus ACORN, and I'm just calling to verify her voter registration information.
Wayne Kyle sits in an ACORN office below a Chinese restaurant in a Columbus strip mall. It's hot, and small fans hum in the background. He's calling people listed on registration forms turned in by other ACORN workers.
You currently live at 1686 Woodland. Could you verify your birth date, please?
Kyle says most forms are accurate, although there are mistakes. Once in a while, a registration's clearly fake.
You catch it when you call them, because like you call, and they'll be like, well, this person doesn't live here, or this is the wrong number, you know, so.
ACORN flags those forms for local election officials as potential problems. In the next room, canvassers Ray Burse and Victor Terry practice how to sign up new voters, so mistakes are kept at a minimum.
Is this a signature, your signature?
Can I write on these words?
Because when they scan it, your name will be right there.
ACORN has reason to be concerned. Both political parties and presidential campaigns have lined up thousands of lawyers to scrutinize every aspect of how elections are conducted this year. It's part of a broad debate over who should have access to the polls. It's also politics 101. Republicans say they're worried about potential fraud because of sometimes sloppy registration drives, which just happen to focus on traditional Democratic voters, such as minorities and students. Kevin DeWine is deputy chairman of the Ohio Republican Party.
Anytime there's a story about people voting who shouldn't have, people playing games with the system, it undermines voter confidence.
He says Republicans are keeping an eye on registrations and also on Ohio's Democratic Secretary of State, Jennifer Bruner. She recently directed that individuals who register during a 5-day period next month can also cast an absentee ballot on the same day. DeWine says that's a violation of Ohio law, and the party is threatening to sue.
If we don't keep a check on her when she breaks the law this time, what are we going to do the next time she breaks the law?
It's never been interpreted this way in the past, so I think what they're doing is making much ado about nothing.
Bruner sits in the office that used to be occupied by former Republican Secretary of State Kenneth Blackwell, who Democrats accused of trying to sabotage the last election with his directives. Bruner notes that the registration law has been on the books for years. It was only when the Obama campaign said it would bus supporters in to register and vote early that Republicans protested. Bruner's been trying to get both sides to resolve disputes early to avoid disrupting the election, but the signs are not promising.
You know, this kind of confusion appeared to have worked in Ohio in 2004, and apparently this must be the modus operandi for the other side to continue this kind of confusion and to disenfranchise voters.
And Democrats say they're ready. Doug Kelly is executive director of the state party.
We hired an election protection director a year before this past election, and she and now 9 others have been building a county-by-county network of activists and volunteer attorneys to make sure that there's a free, fair, open, and honest election.
One thing Democrats worry about is that Republicans will challenge voters based on mailing sent to all registered voters last week. A GOP spokesman says there are no plans for such challenges, but Republicans say that notices returned as undeliverable could mean invalid registrations and possibly fraud. Democrat Kelly says Republicans exaggerate the extent of voter fraud.
It's just, again, a way to keep people from voting. This is the same old type of scare tactics they've been using for a number of years.
Well, it's the same old tired line that the Democrats use every time we try to do something that is simply aimed at upholding the law.
Republican DeWine says his party is just as interested as Democrats in expanding voter participation, which raises the most recent dispute. The McCain campaign sent supporters absentee ballot request forms, but Bruner says they're invalid if voters don't check a certain eligibility box. Republicans say that's not required by state law. So, stay tuned. Pam Fessler, NPR News.